We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And before we continue, I just want to address, first of all, the kasha that Moshe asked, that he asked the Lechaira, in a case where Schus Taylor, he has a reprieve, she gets a reprieve, maybe she's really guilty, and is she mutter to husband or not? So Lamaise is a Toysvis Davav Amud Beis that talks about this. Toysvis Davav Amud Beis in Masechta Sota, the bottom Toysvis, the Rasm for Tahira. It says over there like this, V'tahira V'loish Taylor Schus, Zog Toysvis. Mahacha mashma de baila mutter ba la alter. So mashma from here says that the baal is mutter ba la alter. Valoyam rina yamtin at shalish shalom. Don't say wait 3 years, see if something's going to happen. Shem es chus toshla. Because he brings it right from there, because the Gemara has to make a miyat. There is no v'niksa zera. So he says, vice tois, that they can have children, means that they're mutter to each other. And so Zog tois mefurish that it's mutter even in a case where you're worried, maybe it's chus toil, you don't have to wait 3 years. The mei soita is a matir, that if you drink the mei soita, then she is mutter, even though there's a chance maybe it's chus toil. That's the way Taisa says it. The Rambam says even more. The Rambam's lashon is, in Paragimel, Lachav Aleph, he says, soita shosha mei amarim, veloi mei simayad, hareim with heres labayla. But they just said, the apal piz, like the Rambam, she is chilu hakalom lova yaleho. Even if the things started happening, v'chol shara v'rel, she became sick. Hoyv leitzavsa bitna v'lohisli reicha limbol harezum v'taras. The loch is that it's mutter. That's what he says. That's the Rambam says. So a kapon of the loch is that's mutter. That's number one. I want to speak out before we go weiter. And one more point is that this what it says in the Mishnah now that we just learned in the Mishnah that the mincha of the soita is eino necheles, it's not eaten, why not? It's a srefes, it says. Kol nesuois likaharim mechaseim srefes, it gets burnt. It doesn't mean it's burnt on the mizbeach, because it's different than a minchas kain l'maicha. Minchas kain l'maicha is, you burn the entire thing, kol mizbeach. The Mishnah says, what do you do with the mincha of the nesuois likaharim, the srefes? Why? Because we have this in between matzav. On one hand, it's the kain has a yad in it, therefore it can't be eaten. On the other hand, you have to have a kaimitz, because maybe it's the isha's mincha. And therefore what we say is, we take a kaimitz and mark of it, and then there'll be a mechlekes tanoim, what you really do, with the rest of the mincha, the mechlekes tanoim regarding mincha's choyte. So here, we're going to say, astol mechlekes tanoim, do you put it up shem eitzim, do you put it up mezbeach shem eitzim, or what you do is, you burn in a beis hadashen. Our mishnah sounds like, what you do is, you burn in a beis hadashen. The lashon of mishnah is mechaseim, the srafa. It doesn't sound like it's makiv, it's the srafa. So our Gemara here, now we're up to on Oman Beis, Chav Gimel Oman Beis, three lines from the top, but the two dots, Bas Yisrael HaNasua, it says, Bas Yisrael HaNasua L'Kayin, what's the halacha? Mechasa Nesrefes. Like we're speaking now, Nesrefes means it's not Kolil, it's Nesrefes. What's the Mekar, my time? Medama Krav, Chav Mechas Kayin Kol Tia, Lo Yisrael, Chal Kayin L'Kehenes. Why is it in Dafka by a Kayin, not by a Kehenes? Because, it says in the Pasuk, Chav Mechas Kayin Kol Tia, Dafka koyin na kahenes. Weiter in the Gemara, it's going back on the Mishnah, kahenes mischaleles, koyin ein mischal. That means, if a koyin marries a grusho, or a koyin god marries a amana, the halacha is, the amana becomes mechul, she can eat truma, all those halachas, but the koyin does not become mechul. So the pasuk says, what's the pshat? Menolom. The Omer Kroh, the pasuk says, lo yichal zarei ba'amav, zarei mischalol, v'hu ein mischalol. The zarei is mischalol, v'hu einoi mischalol, he is not mischalol, which means that only his children mischalol. So Rashi explains, lo yichal shnei chilulim, echad lo, v'echad lezarei, sha'koyein mechalol shteim, v'hu ein mischalol. That's how Rashi learns other sermon, the drosh a little different, but either way, the drosh is that only his children and his wife become mechul, not him. Kehenes metama. It says in the Mishnah, another difference between a kohen and a kehenes. The difference is that a kehenes is a ladder metama lemesim, not a kohen. My time, Mama Kroh Pasuk says, Emor al kahanim. It says in the Pasuk, Emor al kahanim. This is the Pasuk that says, you know, metama lemesim, and says that Emor al kahanim lehar, Mark lehem lenefesh loyitam ba'amav. Lenefesh loyitam ba'amav. But it says, B'nei aharim. B'nei aharim lehem b'nei saharim. So it's a din dafka in the boys, not the girls. Zok the Gemara Vayde on the Mishnah, it says that a kohen yichal b'kachi kachim and not a kahenes. The chsiv calls zochar b'nei Aaron yichalena. It says dafka zochar b'nei Aaron yichalena and not the nekevis. And then the Mishnah goes further. What's the difference between ish le'ishtoi? So we mentioned before that this Tosfos says there's a bunch of other things. Tosfos is right here. If you look at Tosfos, second Tosfos, Tosfos says that in Tosefta, Kachoshev, more things between the Isha and the Isha. Over al mitzvah says Shimon Grama, Mashen Kim Isha, Ha'ish over Baal Takif, Baal Tashkis, Baal Takif is Payas, Baal Tashkis is the beard, Baal Tame Lemesim, that we know already, Mashen Kim Isha, Ha'ish Nidim Ben Sarah Meirer, a whole list of things. You have to know exactly why our Mishnah picks this, the Sefta picks that, but there's a lot of other nafkamins. But our Mishnah says, why had it come into Sefta Saita? Very simple, because we started off that the Mishnah says that if a Isha is married to a Kohen, then her Mincha is Nisrefes. Now, why is it Nisrefes? So we have to highlight the difference between a Kohen and a Kehenes. So once we're highlighting Ben Ish L'Ishtoi, Ben Ish L'Isha, which we said a few Nafgaminas, and it's not a full comprehensive study on the Chilak between Isha and Isha. We see Tosfos says other ones. Zok, but we want to go through ones that says in our Mishnah. What was the first thing in our Mishnah? Bein ish le ishtoi, bein ish le isha, rather. So the first one was that ish pireya upirim, vein isha piras upiremes. That said in our Mishnah, when we get this week's parasha, parasha Tazria, that a ish, when he becomes a mitzoyra, is pireya upirim. Not a isha, ish na piras upiremes. Now, what does that mean? We have in the pasuk about pireya upirim. What does that mean exactly? The pasuk says in Parashas Tazria, "Vatzarua sheboy hanoga begod of yifrumim roish yipurua vasofam yate v'tamatam yikra." What exactly does that mean? So, begod of yifrumim Rashi Tazria means it was ripped. The clothing has to be ripped. If you look up in the mafarshim, it means a tefach. The clothing has to be ripped. A tefach. It's like a veilus type idea. Roish yipurua. What does that mean? It's like showing them what roish yipurua means. Either means that you have to grow your hair, or it means they uncover they take off their yarmulke, take off the sudor, tzimur made cotton, and then it says vasafam yate, you cover your face like a oval, but tomi yikra. And the thing is, we cover your face, so it sounds like you're not perua. So that's what the rishonim and the achronim grapple with. But upon him, our Mishnah says that Isha does not have the din of pareya or pyre. So what's the drash? The Torah bottom. It says in the pasuk ish. It says in the pasuk ish. Says, doesn't say ish. It says ish. Ish tsarua hu tamei hu tamei tamei v'kayim v'roish niga. That's lost from the pasuk. Ainly other ish isha menayin. How do you know isha also has the tumma of? Here we're talking about the tumma of a nesek by the hair. That's the type of tumma we're talking about here. Kushoimer v'tsarua. When the pasuk says v'hatsarua shabaya nega, adds on the word tsarua, which is an extra word. Harei kan shnayim. We learn that isha as well has the halacha of tiras. So why say ish? Le'in shalomata ish pireya and pirem and not a isha. So we have here a miyat on one hand and a riba on one hand. So a mayat that of course the isha has a din of teras, but does not have a din of pireya or pirem. Zok the Gemara Vayta. It said in our Mishnah ish madir is b'noi b'nozer and ish madir is b'noi b'nozer means a father could make his son a katan into a nazir. And not a isha. What's the difference? Om Rav Yechon, halach ibn Nazir, halach alamayish mesinai, and that's the difference between the ish and the isha. Actually, in Meseklis Nazir, is Mechlekis Yechon and Shlokish, if this is halach alamayish mesinai, then it was din chinuch. So Gemara asks, the fear of Shlokish, why isn't the isha included? And the Gemara there says, because the isha is not mechuyiv in the chinuch of their son. And it's a whole tumult there, if they're really chayiv in chinuch, or not chayiv in chinuch, Jemaim means only Gabi Naziris, she's not chayiv in chinuch, I didn't chum, or listen to our shir over there. Ha'ish v'galeach al Naziris aviv. It says in another halacha in our Mishnah that an ish could be megaleach, use his father's money for his naziris, but not an isha. What's the pshat? Rav Yechon halacha even nazir. It's halacha l'mayish v'sinah v'nazir. This is a kuliyam halacha l'mayish v'sinah. But the halacha is that only an ish and not an isha. Ish mekayish is bita, v'ish mekayish is bita. Says that a father can mekayish his daughter and a mother cannot mekayish his daughter. Mederaisa, not at all. How do you know? The chesiv says in the pasuk is biti nesat v'ish hazeh. What is even this pasuk? So Rashi says, "But avia nitlas nisinasa." I was talking about avia. Still, what do you see avia in this pasuk? So the problem is, you have to look at the beginning of the pasuk. It says, "Va'oma avi hanayra el azakenim es bitin zaklas hazeh liyisho v'yisnael." So it says, "Klar in the pasuk avi hanayra." We learn from there, dafka the father and not the mother. Ha'ish meicha es bita v'enish v'cheres es bita. A father can sell his daughter for oma avria and not the mother. The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Yimker ish es bita." It says pasuk ish es bita. The father can sell the daughter, not the mother. Ha'ish niskal arum. It says in our Mishnah, not a difference in Ish and Isha. Ish is Niska without clothing. When you get Skila, they give him Skila without clothing. And not a Isha. My time, what's the Makar for this? It says in the Pasuk, Rogmu Oisoi. My Oisoi. What does it mean, Oisoi? If I have to ask him. Ilay my Oisoi, Lo Oisoi. If it's him and not her, she doesn't get Skila. Vachsiv, this is the first Pasuk, by the parish of Naira Marasa. But it says to him, it's Isha, who? Oyes Isha, he. So it says before, Isha is Chayiv Skila. Ella, you know what Oisai means? Oisai v'loi ksusai v'loi osai oisai v'loi ksusai. He gets stoned without his clothing and not her. And Rashi adds on an extra knach. He says that this is the makar to be, that you give skila arum. Because oisai means just him himself, nothing else, no other clothing. That's what it means. So that's actually the makar for being niskal arum. And that's a mi'ah dafka oisai and not oisai. Zogt the Gemara Vayit, the last case in the Mishnah, ish nitla, that an ish gets hung after his skila, after his misa, and not the isha. My time, I'm a krav, is salisa oisoi, al eitz oisoi v'lo yosoi. That you hang him and not her, oisoi, al eitz oisoi v'lo yosoi. And now it comes to the final case of the Mishnah, ish nimka v'gerivasa, ish nimka v'gerivasa. Look, it is that if someone steals, he has no money to pay back, so Bezdin sells him as an eved ivri. And then he's for 6 years, and after that, he goes free. If he wants to stay, he has to get bore a hole in his ear, and that's called a nirza. Akaponim, we're saying dafka ish gets sold by Bezdin, and not a isha. My time, I'm a krav, and nimka b'gneva soy, dafka his gneva, and not her gneva. Now, Tosis points out that if that's the case, so then you should, there's pasuk no nirza by isha, because he never gets sold by Bezdin. And the problem is that the Gemara in Kedushin has a special miut for Nirtza. It says, V'nirtza is oznoi, oznoi shloiv lo, oznoi shal moicha, asmai, and all that, and there's a miut there, v'eved lo yama avriya, v'ein Nirtzas. So the shayla is, l'chayra, once we know that dafka, the Nirtza is dafka by Bezdin, and they don't get sold by Bezdin, so why do you need a miut? So Taisus says, that we have a mina, that since the only way you get sold is on the day of via, so we think that mechiras av is mamaka mechiras bezdin of a regular ish, and therefore it'll pass nirtza there, and therefore we need a miyat. Back upon him, there's a din that the ish does not get sold by nevasa. There is a kasa. Hadrin alach perakayin oitel bali nader.